This parasha discusses some karbanos, karban tamid. Pasuk says, "Nevad oilus haboiker, asher lo oilus hatamid." Tassos eilus. It's all about the karbanos of the impeivim. Besides the oilus hatamid, you do these. So the Mishnah learns out from here the din of tadir v'shein tadir, tadir kaidah. That's why the tamidim is before the musaf. Mavad oilus habayikir. Besides oilus habayikir, first you bring the oilus habayikir, which is the tam, and then you bring the musafin, the Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it means it's kaidah musafin because tadir v'shein tadir tadir kaidah. Now, the first question we have to ask ourselves is the din of tadir v'shein tadir tadir kaidim, is that what it is? Tadir kaidim, so shail of kadima, meaning if I have two mitzvahs in front of me, I'm going to do both of them. One is tadir, one is ene tadir. So let's say you do the tadir, you do the tadir first. But let's say the shail, I go and do one mitzvah. So then the question is tadir a maila legabe dechia? It's like this, huh? We'll see the nafkaminas in a minute. Now, there's a big discussion in Rishayim. What happens by Shabbos Chanukah, which Chodesh Tevis, that's Chal on Shabbos Chanukah, Chal on Shabbos. So the question is, which haftarah do you do? The Gemara says, Pshitali, Ner Beisev, Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisev, Adle B'Shalom Bayis. So, Ner Shabbos, the only money for Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos is other. Ner Beis, Kiddush HaYayim, Ner Beis HaYadim. So, Ner Shabbos overrides both Ner Chanukah and Kiddush. Like the Gemara, fine. What about Ner Chanukah and Kiddush? Which one is Adif? Do we say, Kiddush HaYayim Adif, the Tadir? Or Dilma Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishum B'Sum HaNisa? So, Zotaisus, the Fizet. So, what are we saying? In other words, saying that Sumenisa is better than Tadir. Nechanaka is Sumenisa. Therefore, overrides the mile of Tadir, which is Kiddush. Kiddush is every Shabbos. Nechanaka is once a year, it goes eight times. But it's Shabbos is more Tadir. Zotaisis, Mela, Meshchaydish, Tevish, Chalayis, Meshabbos. So the question is, do you do the Haftarah of Meshchaydish, or do you do the Haftarah of Chanukah? So Taisis, because we take out three Sefer Torah, the Kriya of the Week, then Meshchaydish and Chanukah. So the question is, which Haftarah do you do? So Taisis, you do the Haftarah of Chanukah. Yesh Lahafti, Benere Zachariah, Mishum Persume Nisa. And not B'Shemayim Kisi, which is after Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Gemara says, B'Shem Anis is Adif, then Tadir. So what's that Yisrael? Because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Ner Chanukah, so the after Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Over Chanukah. So the Elmai, but Chanukah has B'Shem Anis. V'Oidzok Tais, it's Kim the Mafter Kari B'Shem Chanukah. So maybe since the Mafter was Chanukah, you should, the after coincides with the mafter, so even though we were in the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, we were mafter because Kriya is a Taira. This is what? Kim the Motzil Mevet Harbayu. Right, so that's what I said. You could do both. If you could do both, then we don't say that Persumanis is Adif. The Taira is interesting. The Taira is like this. The Gemara says that Persumanis is overrides Tadir, that's Lachtaisvis, we're not doing both. Then the Shaila is, so at the end of the day, all you can have is Tadir, all you can have is Sumanisa, so then we say it's more important that you should be left with Sumanisa. So therefore, for the Shaila of Kiddush or Ner Chanukah, we say Ner Chanukah is Adif. Why? Because Sumanisa. But over here, you could do both. He knows the Shaila is the order.
So since you're going to have the Prasumanisa anyway, then we say that the Tadr is a Mayil. Now, Taisus Rit says that Taisus, when it's a Shaila of one of them, then we say, Besumnis is Adiv. When it's Shaila of both, then we say, Tadr is Adiv. But this, that when it's only Shaykh one, Besumnis is Adiv, that's Chus Besumnis is Adiv. But not that there's no Maila of Tadr. If you look at the Piskei Rid in Sukkah, it's Mashma, Nathan Dalid, he says like this. He also discusses Haftarah ibn of Chanukah. He says that the only time you go after Tadr is when it's a Shaila, which one to do first. But with Mash, when it's Shaila, one or the other, is not in Tadr B'chal. It means right after the Gemara. The Gemara was the Gemara said in Sukkah. The Gemara said, Reshchayish Chalis B'Shabbos, Shir Shal Reshchayish Doich HaShabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had the Shir Shal Yayin. Reshchayish and Shabbos together, which one do you do? So the Gemara says, Reshchayish is Doich HaShabbos. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Reshchayish, the Gemara wanted you both. Big deal, so it's a table. Gemara says, no, Enechrami, my Doich L'Kadeh. Meaning, the Rosh Chodesh is before Shabbos. The Gemara, Tavash and Tavad Chayim. Now, L'Chayra is a problem here. The Gemara, so we're Chodesh Chayim, from here we see, the Rosh Chodesh Tavash, Chal B'Shabbos, Imafter L'Chanukah. Why? Because the Gemara says that when you have both, the Gemara's answer that you're doing both the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh and the Shir Shal Shabbos, the Gemara said, there you go. The Gemara had a problem. Tadr Kaidin, we should do Shabbos first. But in the Havamina, they're only doing one, only Rosh Chodesh. Then the Gemara didn't ask a Kasha Tadr Kaidin. Taisa over there says, Erechlami, right away, but the Gemara said that it's Daicha. Rosh Chodesh is Daicha Shabbos. Let the Gemara say Tadr Kaidin. So the Gemara said, Erechlami, the Gemara could have asked that. The Gemara has a better Kasha, you should do both. Taisa learned that no. At that point, the Gemara couldn't have said that Kasha. Why? When it's a Shaila of Bechiyah, there's no Maila of Tadr B'chal. Tadr is only a Maila when it's a Shaila, which one to do first? But that should be Daicha one over the other, that Tadr is not a Maila of B'chal. Tadr Kaidim, it says, not Tadr Daicha. So Melo Tesrid, that's why it's Pashit, that on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Tev Shechal B'Chanukah, Madach, Tayyar is Chanukah, and not Rosh Chodesh, because there's a Shaila of Bechiyah. Now, L'chayra is Kamat Beferish Gemara against Taisus Rid. Because the Gemara Menachos has a Shaila. The Tzibur only has one carbon. Shaila is the only one behemoth. Should they use it for Tamid or for Musaf? So, whereas if it's Tamid in the Yayim and Musaf in the Yayim, it's Shabbos, you have Tamid and two Gemara you have to bring, Tamid and Musaf. So, I've added Tamid is Adid. Because it's Tadir and it's Mekudesh. Because even the carbon Tamar of Shabbos also has the mile of Shabbos that's Mekudesh. Ella, Tamidin Dil Machar, it's ready, we're makar the carbon Tamar on Shabbos. Shaila is now you have one carbon. Should you use it for Musaf today, or keep it for tomorrow, for Sunday, for the carbon Tamar of Sunday. That's the Shaila. What?
Seeing that you offer the Musaf after the second.
I just thought of that question right now, actually. Why are we talking about the next day? Because I still come to today. I'm not sure. No, I'll tell you why. Because you have a Talmud for today also. You have the Talmud for today. So you have an extra carbon. You have one extra. Besides the Talmud, Shabbat Abayim, you have one extra one. So you use it for Muslim or for tomorrow's Talmud. That's the question. Oh. So the Gemara, is that the Gemara Shai? What's the Shai? Do we say, which is Adif? Tadir? The Talmud is Tadir, say for tomorrow. Or Mekudesh. The carbon Musaf is on Shabbos, it's Mekudesh. That's Gemara Shaila. The Gemara is Abayit Leifshita. And the Rambam passed it, you can do whichever one you want. We'll see maybe later if we get to it. It'll come a lach al-maisa. This thing of Kodesh versus Tadir. Rambam passed it, you do whichever one you want. Akapana, what do we see in the Gemara? You see in the Gemara, the Farish of Gemara, that Tadir plays a role not only in Kedima, but even Lagabi Dechir, yes. So, you want to be right from here that Tadir, you don't say Emavir al Mitzvahs. If I said Emavir al Mitzvahs is a cloud, Tadir is also a cloud, right? Tadir Kaidim, which is better? Which is more caution? The cloud of Tadir Kaidim or the cloud of Emavir? So, you bring a raya that we're doing Emavir for the sake of Tadir. That's also going to be a gaya soon. That's a good raya. I think some say not. Maybe the next piece right now.
We're dealing with the Tamid of the morning versus the Musaf?
No. We're dealing with the Tamid of tomorrow's Tamid versus today's Musaf. So, what do you mean? Chayim Mivin Al Mitzvah. Say Nechad. It's Lakasha. Al Ma'al Chayim Sif in the Gemara that Tadir is stronger than Eim Avirin. The people say not like that. That's good. I don't know. Now, there's an interesting shaila, minyan l'inyan, that I saw that one of the Alonim and Shabbos, Rav Ganchovsky, Kitzer, that he said like this: what if if you do the tadir, then the other mitzvah will be nidcha? Meaning like this: the Rav Yehuda says that you know Krishma versus Kiddush Levana, right? Which one do we do first? Levana Krishma versus Zeraisa, and it's also it's Tadir. Let's say you're on the last day for Kiddush Levana. There's no moon, also on Punk there's a moon. Yeah? So Shail is, if you're gonna say Krishma, then you're not about to do Kiddush Levana. Let's say it's cloudy, whatever. This you have your window opportunity, these 4 seconds, that's it. So when you say Krishma, you're not going to be able to do Kiddush Levana. So, Zogin Ayyub Yehuda, in that case, you know Krishma is Tadir. But since Ayyadeh is saying Krishma, you'll be Daicha the mitzvah. Now, if you override the Tadir and you do Kiddush Levana first, you'll be able to do both. Like this, you're only able to do one, then we don't say Tadir Kaidim. However, he brings down, the B'chaim Elajin said not like that. That Tadir is Kaidim, even if I did a Tadir, because you do the Tadir, you may battle a mitzvah. But Maisi brings a raya, often raya from Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, Reish Paivav says, and let's say it's Shabbos afternoon right before Shkia, and you didn't have in Musaf or Mincha. Why didn't have Musaf? I don't know. It was a Shabbaton and you must have played, I don't know. Because it comes 5 minutes before Shkia, and you have a Shaila. Should I have in Musaf or should I have in Mincha? What's a Shaila? What?
Musaf.
Why Musaf?
You always make a Mincha.
What?
Make it up.
Oh, very good. What's that? So, Chayra, at first glance, you would say, Before that cheshbon, let's say it's 2 in the afternoon, you have Musaf and Mincha in front of you. What do you do?
Mincha.
Mincha. Oh, because he shows the Mincha is Tadir. Tadir is a Shir on Tadir. So normally the halach is, normally we would say Mincha is first, Tadir is Tadir. But here, if you can daven mincha first, you're going to blow musaf l'gamri. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, you should daven musaf, and this way mincha you can always have a makeup. If you daven musaf now, you can daven tashlumin for mincha. So this way you can have your cake and eat it too.
Tashlumin is only when you were in Otis.
Here you're in Otis.
No.
Yes.
Because you had the option to daven mincha, you chose daven musaf instead.
But daven musaf. That's an island. That's an island.
Sleeping till the afternoon.
If this way, he has that musaf. He's allowed that musaf. Cheshbon is that musaf. He's not an idis. This way he's supposed to. He's an idis. So, they, oh, so what do we see? We see the Chayr of the Magen Avraham is a raya to the Noid of Yehuda. That if I did the Tadir, you're going to mevatel the other mitzvah, then we don't say Tadir Ad. Now, the Shagas Ari has a few tshuvas on Tadim, some interesting questions. He has one case, the guy, this could actually be a common case, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov Shechal is B'Shabbos, and in benching, you're supposed to say Ritzei first. Why do you say Ritzei first? Let's say the guy messed up and he starts saying Yalav Yavai. Does he finish Yalav Yavai? Then Ritzei stops in the middle and goes back to Yalav Yavai. What? You don't have to go far to find the Shem Hashem in Yalav Yavai.
I just started from Yalav.
The first thing I saw was the third word of Yalav Yavai.
Okay, now, afterwards, what? Why?
It's
Tadir.
What?
It's
Tadir.
What? Kalos Tadir Makiv. That's a shame.
Yes.
Okay, you say yeah, but Gemara says no. But the Shagazari says yeah, though, so you're in good company. The Shagazari's paskins, you have to mask the Gemilia al Biyavai and go to Ritzei, then say al Biyavai over again. Because Sashayan Tadha the Kaidim, therefore it's Makiv.
Whatever being Shema Shams.
But if it's Makiv, Tadha's Makiv, then okay, so you said Shem Jal tells you, you chop them right down and you chop, next Shal Chet, and then next in Kippur.
You have to say
Baruch Shem
from
Moksha and
all that.
Middle benching?
Oh.
Yeah, you should move
about
the
Shem Hashem. Tadir's Makiv. Tadir Kaidin Makiv.
Just like Gavi Olam Shmona says my Akiv,
so
as he said,
okay,
to go back to the
Eve,
but that's not
about the Rokh. I'm saying, it could be not Yaitza. Not Yaitza. Tadir's Makiv.
No, you would
say
Yalvi Olam.
That
might be what he said. Don't talk about Yalvi Olam, not Yalvi Olam. Middle benching. What? Oh, you want to know a guy, B'dievet, the guy did the Yalav Yavai, finished Shagazariye. A guy said Yalav Yavai for them and say, and he finished benching. He didn't realize right away. You have to bench over again.
Yeah.
Huh? What's the thing? The guy finished benching, does he have to bench over again? I don't think he discussed that before. Lina, I'll try to look into that. The Divrei Malkiel is Chaylik. He means right from Gemara and Zvachim. Fairish and Gemara. Because the Gemara over there says that Kodam Vishachat L'sh'enay Tadir, then the din is Yizarek Nidam. Right, L'sh'enay Tadir, Yizarek Yishaychit, then Yizarek Nidam. So you see, even though he started the mitzvah, since he started the mitzvah, so you continue. You don't say that it's makiv and you have to shech the other one. You don't just have to stop in the middle. So the Shagas Arya is not right from there. He himself is done the Gemara Barichos. He wants to say it's not because you started. It's also the Torah over there, because more of them means a raya. The guy that the din is that he's supposed to have mincha and then musaf, right? So Gemara asks Lachara. If you hold it by Shachat, the Einay Tadir. Yeah? Gemara said, if you hold it, if you Shech the Einay Tadir, you continue, you Zayrik. So why is Halacha that by Musaf and Mincha, he's supposed to have in Mincha, I Musaf came first? Yeah? Now, as the Gemara compares Musaf, the Zman Musaf is before Zman Mincha, that's comparable to the guy that Shech the Einay Tadir first. Spent Shagas Aryeh, what Shaykh is? Here you start, most of you didn't start. Yeah? Another I also from Kiddush. Kitzi says, the Svara is not because you started. The Svara is, if you Shechted, then it's called a Gizman. It's a Gizman for the Zrika. Once you shaykh them, now is the time for the zrika. So if the gear is man for the zrika of the non tadir carbon, therefore you do that instead of the tadir carbon. And no one said, and that's the Gemara's tushdel to minchas and musaf, since musaf this man started already. Therefore, we say that that's Gemara's kasha from musaf.
You're going to shift the animal and leave it there.
What?
What are you going to do in the case of?
No, the other areas is they give the blood. The other side is you give the blood to someone that's going to mix the blood that doesn't congeal. Then you reserve it afterwards. What?
Eventually, I'll leave it.
No. Of course not. You'll cobble the dam. Question is, what, like in Mizrach now, you give it to someone, like Yom Kippur, you give it to the guy to mix, and they go, kind of go running in and out, so it shouldn't congeal, so that's what you do, Mizrach later.
So, the
Shechit is not
Makkah.
Of course, Shechit is not Makkah.
You shechted the wrong carbon, right? So,
then,
no. So what I was
banned, it's bottle? So from here you see that it's not Makkah. You don't think Shechit is Arya, it's not Makkah, but yeah, the Shechit was a good Shechit. That's a good point. Our shayla before, the chari is an elmai, it's not this makim b'yev, it's just shayla chadchilo. Okay, very good. Now, the Madir Melchiel says, you can't say that chant in the Gemara. Why? Samizay, he says, Mesvara, why is that called that he is a man? He's a shechted. Kids, then he has a bigger problem. That the Gemara in Menachos, that Gemara we clarified before, Masaf Nayyim Tvidin L'Malcha, which is Kaidim. So here he has a great kasha. According to Shagas Aryeh, yeah, that when it's a Giz man that overrides Tadir, this is a gorgeous kasha. But finish Shagas Aryeh, he learns that why when you shecht it, you can reserve the dam and you don't say you go switch to the Tadir, because it's a Giz man. In fact, the Makil, a gorgeous kasha. The Gemara in Menachos, we mentioned before, Tadir and Makudish, which one's called? What's the case? Musaf that Yayim and Tadir al-Macha. Now, Enlecha Hagiz Man, Yayser, Musaf that Yayim, and then Tamish the Macha, it's not even on the horizon. Right? And still the Gemara said, the Gemara is Masupik, do you go Basaf Makudish? Is Kaddish better or is Tadir better? But according to the Shagas Aryeh, Gizman overrides. This is like a Gizman. This is Mamish Akbam Kasha. It's an unbelievable Kasha. Elamai says, Dir Melchiel, Akarach the Pshat, and why when you shecht it, you don't continue, is like Rashi says, because the Zilzel is a bazillion for the carbon, that you shechted it, and you don't do the Zirika. Because once you started the carbon, you have to finish it. To shecht the carbon, cobble down, oh, you push it on the side, oh, I gotta do the other one. That's the Zilzel, the carbon. So Mela, you want to know if carbonists have feelings?
No, they have guys.
What? Fasader, but you're not being Zarekid. You're not being Zarekid. You're leaving it. You're not being Zarekid. You're supposed to be Zarekid. Now it's a God's man to share Zarekid. You're supposed to be Zarekid. You shaft the Zarekid. That's the normal thing. The normal thing is right after you shaft the Zarekid. What? That's what's said. Zilzul. No, I can hear that grad because Todd there is a Mela. Yeah, Zilzul is worse. You're doing a negative. It's not just you're missing a mile. You're doing a negative. So Meila says that's the Gemara's sushtel to Kiddush over the Kiddush Hayayim. Why is Rebbe Goffin first? I Kiddush him came first. Meaning it's a Zilzul, that was Gemara's Kasha. And also by the Tfilas Mincha and Musaf, because Musaf came first. This man of Musaf came first, so it's a Zilzul Musaf, Dav Mincha. And the Gemara says, no, since at this time it's his man of right now, Masher Hosham, it's his man of both of them equally, both Mincha and Musaf. Mincha is Tadis, he Dav Mincha. That's the Divrei Melchiel, that's the Chayr Shtar Karaya against the Shagas Aryeh. However, it seems that the Ramah, though, seems to Paskin like the Shagas Aryeh. Not in the case of the Shagas Aryeh, in a different case Lagamri. Again, back to Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechal Deis B'Shabbos. So he says, the Kriya, we mentioned before, first do Rosh Chodesh, then do Chanukah. Let's say, the guy messed up. And he read, they started reading, they took out the three Sefer Torah. They opened up the Sefer Torah for Chanukah before Shor Rosh Chodesh. So what do you do? Zok Rambam. Tzarech lahafsik shel Chanukah lizer shel Rosh Chodesh.
What happened to him?
Huh?
What? It was all three? Yeah. Oh, that mamash happened?
I don't know which one. Either they brought out Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah first. Like,
Kfar, they obviously brought out Chanukah first.
Yeah, but they undid it with the regular Torah.
That's they did?
I think so. Let's see. Was it?
What?
I don't remember the
point. Okay, so it's a big child attack, what to do. So. There you go, huh? Rama says, you stop Shulchanaka, and you pull out the Shulch Kaidish. Now, the Makkah of the Rama is Rabu Jaham. And the Rama is down as a machoikis about what to do in this case. It was a smais of Shaya, and it was a big tumult, and everyone waited on it, it was a whole Shaya. There were various opinions in the Rishayin and they bring down over there. His opinion is, he says, Yesh Yul Datainu, Shetzivanu Liglal Lahafsik. Because he has a whole, most of the discussion is about also the big problem with the Bracha. Because in some cases, it was the guy, they made the Bracha. The guy that got the Aliyah made the Bracha, and then they realized that it's the Chanukah Sefer instead of the Rosh Chodesh Sefer. So there is another shayla, because you might have to make a new bracha. Like Yerushalmi, it says, if you made a bracha on an apple and fell down and got dirty, you have to make a new bracha, because the bracha is chal immediately on the thing that's in front of you. So if he made the bracha on the Sefer Rosh Chodesh, then you take out the Chanukah one, you might have to make a new bracha. So that makes, there was a more complicated, the shayla, you know, the fact of being the bracha latala aspect, there's not just him, there's not just bracha latala. Anyway, Agapanam says that, Zakta Avudraham. I have a raya. The Tani Hassam called mitzvahs ma'akvahs. Boy, revere me. I feel hikin tefillah shal roish, tefillah shal yad. Amalach and Nasaber came. The Tani. So he said, if you macked him, the tefillah shal roish, the tefillah shal yad. So he says, ma'ak. Means you're supposed to put on the yad first, and then the shal roish. Says the Avodah. What do you see from here? So what is it saying? If you do the wrong, we have to take it off and do it over again. Right? You mark Mishal Raj, you have to do the Shalyat. Now, Zok the Taz, smell who I did over here. You were marked in the Chanukah, you stop and you go back to the Rosh Chodesh. Zok the Taz, he's Tameh and Abu Jaham, half of a fella. Is why? Because he's not Shkamara. He quotes a Gemara that says, "Kol mitzvahs ma'akvahs," and the Gemara says, "Hu adin by tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish." If you do it out of order, it's ma'akiv. Says the Taz, it's not such Gemara. And he even writes at the end that he had a correspondence with someone about this discussion, and that person had hope shot in the Gemara that the Abu Jaham quoted, and the Taz says, buddy, there's no Shigamara. The guy's like, embarrassed that he took the Abu Raham's word for it that it's a Shigamara. So he's Mephalp and the Gemara doesn't exist. Akapanin, Zad Rabbah, in Simchav Ches, as Kapakh Shulchan Aruch, it says, Pogabish Loroish Tchila, Tzarech Lahavir Aloysa Mitzvah, Vianich Shiyat Tchila. See, normally we say, Ema Vir Nal Mitzvahs. Let's say, but the din of the Yad has to come before the Roish. Overrides Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. And we say that if you took out, you took out the Shal Roish, you have to put it down and then take up the Shal Yad, you know, Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. So he says, Mashma, not the Taz, that's Dafkoi if you took it out. If you put it on your head already, then not, as he wants to say. And if you didn't just take out the Shal Roish, you put it on your head. Then you don't take it off and then put it on again. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch says, in Paga B'Shal Roish Tchila, Tzarech Lahavir Alois and Mitzvah, V'yinich L'Shal Yad Tchila. So Chayr, in fact, Taz, why did the Shulchan Aruch say bigger Chiddush? Then I'll be Paga B'Shal Roish, Hinich Shal Roish, if take it off, and then put on the Shal Yad. El Ma'isi, it's not Ma'akim in the Abed. The Seder is not Ma'akim in the Abed. So just like the Seder of Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Roish, not Ma'akim in the Abed, if you're ready to put it on, the Ma'amah V'yin is Ma'akim, but if you're ready to put it on, it's not. So too, L'gabe, L'gabe, Chris Chayr.
But the reason why we say by tefillin is because it says
in the
tefillin,
right? So
that has to be
with
yad.
Okay.
So
what
if that also
applies
to
putting
it on?
But
That's the point. Even that's not Makkah. So, well, here also not Makkah. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Zohar is this Avigram, the Tav Dar Mishnah, the Mepa Gemara. So, the Artis Achayim from the Malbim on Hilchas, on Archayim, it's only through Hilchas Tefillin. There's a story about that. Anyway. That the Avraham, he says that the Avraham really means he meant a Tesefta in Menachos. Tesefta says Tefillin Shel Rosh U Tefillin Shel Yad Ma'ach Mezeze. That's a Tesefta that says that. He quoted from Gemara's Tesefta, and he was bothered. The Gemara says that they're not Ma'akev, and therefore the Avraham said when the Tesefta said that ma'akev, it means lini kadima. Now the Tesefta said ma'akev is ezeh, but it's not true. The guy only has one tefillin. What does he do? He wears it. If you only have one tefillin, shel yad shel rosh, you wear it. So it's not ma'akev. The Tesefta says ma'akev is ezeh. So what does it mean ma'akev is ezeh? The Avraham understood that ma'akev is ezeh means that the order is ma'akev. Okay, it's a pshetel, pshat of Avraham. If you look at Avraham, it's not mashma like that. He called him Gemara. That says what he's saying. He's not like, Ishtu Tar. What? I'm saying, at least we have a knocker, perhaps, for Avraham, you know, Lulay Divrei Avraham, I'll say pshat of Avraham. Now, there's another Shagas Aryeh that's done. It's also an important insight in Tadir. He's done, let's say, a guy ate at night, and he didn't lay in Krishna yet. Or, if during Svira, he ate, he washed, he's high in Benjin, and he didn't say Svira's iron. So now he's about to bench. Which is Kodim? Sphere of Aimer or benching? Krishma or benching?
Why is it more tethered? Why should sphere come first?
You have to know.
In
general,
what
is your place to now?
You have benching or spheres iron.
Right.
Yeah. Which is tether?
In the 49 days, spheres.
In general.
Benching more tether.
Why is benching more tether? You just said you don't have bench.
You don't have to.
So since that's not tether, you said. So something you don't have to do is not tether.
Yeah,
again, I asked you before you said benching versus Krishna, you said about the Krishna is more tether. I, stay soon as behind. You know, we don't have to do it. That's not tether.
Fine, sphere.
What?
Sphere.
Why is what?
Get off the bench.
Huh? Okay, fine.
What's
actually, it's possible.
Why is that
tough?
Like,
what? Oh, you never have to.
Why
bench.
Is that tough?
No.
Okay,
it's not true though, because if you even if you have to bench at least once every Shabbos, right? It's 52, it's only 49 days. So benching is always going to be more tighter, even if you never...
No, but at that...
Might depend. Wait, so that's a child.
Depend on the time.
If he's benching on Shabbos, or he's benching in the week.
What's the tighter right. Based off of? It's based off of you.
Is it a benching of Shabbos, or a benching in the week?
You're during the week. Fine. Anyway, you're going to bench more times a year than you're going to count sphere. It doesn't matter
correct.
If you watch
correct.
Once a whole year. I mean...
But if the guy... But if... So, my man may make an opportunity if he's benching on Shabbos, benching in the week.
Right.
So if he's benching in the week... Then Sphere's Aimer is out there. Benjamin Shabbos, Shabbos is out there. He's benching during the week, then Sphere's Aimer is first. Benjamin Shabbos, then benching is first. Is that what you're saying?
What
during the week.
Bench, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the Shagas Aryeh. Like this. Look there. The Fumriyat, you'll say, Bechs Mazim is Kaidim.
because Krishna is only once, twice a day. In Berachas HaMazon, you could eat more than twice a day. If you eat three times a day also. If you eat four times a day also. Some people do. Right? So Mele, Berachas HaMazon, doesn't wash. So theoretically, if you calculate the numbers, it's possible that by this guy's a fresher. But this guy, he ends up benching more times than he says Krishna. Oh, but he says that no, Krishna is tadir because Krishna is a chiyuv. He can read it twice a day. Benching, not mochiv to eat bread. He means the raya. Because the Gemara in Zvachim says. Also, the same word in Menachas, Tadim Makudish, which one is Kadim? Back to that Gemara. The Gemara means Zariah, it says, Tashima, Shlomim Shel Emesh, the Chathas Vashim Shel Yoim, Shlomim Mesh Kaidmin. Ha'idi Vidi the Yoim, Chathas Vashim Kadmi, Avagad the Shlomim Tadiri. The Gemara says, Shlomim versus Chathas is Tadir. So Gemara, and still we see why Chathas is Kaddish. Chathas is Kaddish Kaddish. It's more Kaddish, it's more Kaddish, it's more Kaddish than Shlomo. But yet, what do we say? We do the Shlomo. I'm sorry, we do the Ashim. You see, the Mekudish is other of a Tadir. So Gemara, no. Motzei Kamrit. Tadur kame bailan, matzui like kame bailan. So the Gemara is different between matzui and tadur. Is there what's common and what's tadur? What does that mean? Meaning shlamim is matzui. There are more shlamims, Baruch Hashem, than there are chatasim. Right? But it's not. It's no chiv to being a shlamim. Shlam is ba medener and dava. So therefore, you know, it's more, but it's matzah, but it's not tadr. But the shun chataz they have to bring. So meila, zog the shagas arye. Who I did? Birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon is not tadr, it's matzoi. Matzoi versus tadr. Tadr is kind of. You know, even though you'll tell me, fine, but after he ate, he's a chiyuv to bench. But Shlom also, once he makes a nether, he has a chiyuv to bring the Shlom. Elmai we say, but it's only called matzah because you never had to bring it. You never had to make the nether. So he knows, I never had to eat. So it's called matzah, it's not called tadir. Azeh is al-Gashah Gezari. So Mamela, Krishna is all. He says, in Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do have a chiyuv to bench. That's what Gemara says, Tavla Hiskos Shabbos Yom Tov. You're chayzer because le'sagi le'lachal pas. Le'sagi le'lachal pas. Look there. But still, but on chol not. The chol is not chiyuv. So he wants it. Oh, see, Meli says, nah, there's a difference between a Muslim of chol and a Muslim of Shabbos. Bechem Mazen of Chol, then Sviris Aymer is other. On Shabbos, then Bechem Mazen is Tadir over Sviris Aymer. Because since you have 52 Shabbosim and you have Yom Tov also, so Meila, Sviris Aymer is 49 days. Meila Berachas HaMazon on Shabbos is on. That's the psak of the Shagas Ari. Now, a similar question we have in the Radvaz. We asked if Mila on Purim, what do you do first? You do Mila? What do you do Mikra Megillah? So what do you say? Which is tadir? Mila. What? Megillah?
Megillah.
Why?
How many kids?
What?
How many kids?
Is it Tully and you?
Or is it
No,
is Tully and you or is Tully and general?
Tully and general.
Is it Tully and general?
Good. Of course
it's
general.
It's Tully
and
general. Where it happens
every year.
Where
if you bench
1,000 times a day. No, but we say though, that's Mila's a chir. Mila's a chir. So it's Zakhtar advised. What? What's Mila?
Saying if you want.
Save it.
So if you have a kid, then you have to do.
No, but so
you have to get a bristle.
It's not a chiv.
No, I'm saying, but you don't have a chiv to bench once you wash.
You do, but you don't have a chiv to wash. The chiv is to have children, though. If you already had a boy and a girl, you mean. But, okay, so Zohar advice. That, so the Shoyl asked him that maybe Mila is tadir. Zohar advice, Adrabba. Mikra Megillah is tadir. Why? Even though it's only Mikra is once a year, but by Mila it could be you'll never be chayiv at all. So he's not learning in general. He himself could be he'll never have a boy. So therefore, he's void. Therefore, Mikra Megillah is tadir. What?
Chayiv to have a boy though.
Yeah, to try. It doesn't, you know, it can't always. It's not always up to you.
Why should it even be a
shiloh
of the Gemara by
Nero said Persumanisa Adiv? Oh, V'oid, Zogdar Advaz. The Persumanisa, B'shas, Hatfila Adiv Tvei. Shem Yatsu. No, but at that time he said if you do both, then Tadu Zadiv. There's only we got a. You only have money for Kiddush, or if then we say Persumanisa Adiv. But Tadu Zadiv, if you have both, he then Tadu Zadiv. So he said, Persumanisa, B'shas, Hatfila. Adiv Tvei, Shem Yeitzu LeBris Mila. In other words, the Mikra Megillah is more Pesumis B'Shas Tefila. Why? If you do the Bris Mila first, everyone will go out to do the Bris Mila. Shem Eliyazu Kulam Beis HaKnesses. Let the Pesumis Kulahai. The Mikra Megillah, he went to the Bris. I guess the Bris will be in the house. Alright, so you go to the house of the Bris. So then everyone's going to make it back to Shul for Mikra Megillah. So Mela, Pesumis is odd. He's also he says that Mikra Megillah is minyan atfila. Nivu roy la smichel kris atayra. That minyan diayma. Mashen yam bris mila. Vesui says Mikra Megillah is mitzvah derabim. Roy la dim la bris mila. She mitzvah tells ayachin. And Sui says the ain't aniim pluim Mikra Megillah. We see the chashim Mikra Megillah. The aniim are looking forward to Mikra Megillah. They get the tanas la gainim. So meila. Therefore, it's odd. Yes.
That's the whole question. Bris Mila done after davening, always, every day.
No.
And Megillah is
a
middle
davening. So what? But now, so we say, what are you trying to say? It's not the time for Mila now, you mean?
Yeah.
No, so you're saying in Klach HaYad, I don't know if you realize, you're sorry that you say. Because, like, there is people that say that, I don't know if everyone holds that, but definitely people hold that. That, in other words, this is what we say, and this is actually passed from Halacha. Moshe, Mincha and Musa. Yeah? So it says Mincha is other because it's Tadir. Let's say a guy's not planning to have Mincha now. Right? He's not planning to have Mincha now. He died as Mincha before Shkia. And he went to a real late minyan in the Nami Musaf or Rosh Hashanah. And now we Muslim after Menucha Gedayla. Yeah? Only that Mashiach. Muslim. It's after Menucha Gedayla. So now, what do you say? He has to stop in Menucha first? Or we say, no! It's not the time of Menucha now. He's not interested in Menucha now. They're both mitzvah in front of you. You should know which one to do. But if I'm not planning on doing the mitzvah now, it's not the time of the mitzvah now, then there's no tadir. It's a gay grata by Simchas Torah. You don't have a Muslim late, so they done some place grata have Muslim and Mincha together. You do that in Shiva?
I do that.
What?
Rosh Hashanah.
They did not on Sunday. Rosh Hashanah, they did. No, but on Simchas Torah and Rosh Hashanah, they probably start Muslim before Mincha Gedayla.
Yeah.
Do
they?
Yes.
So Mincha Gedayla? Start Muslim for 12:30, or 1:30 then? Is it
start? Definitely start.
But on Chumash Torah though, it's very likely you have the kafis before, and you have long kafis, and yeshiva, then they could be that they're doing most of the after Menachadel, and then that Musa. In that case, it's really not so partial because you should really daven mincha first. So in that case, if you can daven musaf and mincha together, you have both deals in front, you should daven mincha first. If you can daven later, it's fine. Oh, so Meila, in fact, David, so what's going on up here? What's the whole advice? L'chaira, I'm not holding by doing Mila right now. Mila I do after davening. I always do Mila after davening. I do after Elenu. So why should I have to do it now before Mikra Megillah? That's a good order.
I don't
Stechemed argues strongly in the advice. And he says, this that the advice says, that Mila is not called Tadir, because he might not have Bechal. This is the first Gemara against it. First Gemara. That same Gemara, back to Zvach and Sadi Aleph. The Gemara says, listen carefully. Vatanya. And that Gemara, when Gemara is down, Kudish and Tadir, Gemara says, when we said that Shlomim was Motzli, not Tadir, look at Gemara. Vatanya. Oitzi es a Pesach, she'ein oit Tadir, v'loyoitzi es a Mila, she'i Tadira. Umishani, my Tadir b'mitzvus. Iba yiseima, Mila, gabi Pesach, ki Tadir dami. So what's this Gemara? What's this Medrash plea over here? Zakrash, what's the price talking about? The price that is going to be karma chatos. And it says over there that Pesach and Mila, it's Einish Karis. So Chayish bring a karma chatos. The rule is, anything that's Einish Karis, the Shaykh, you bring a chatos. Zak the Gemara, Zak the Darius Karin, and Tamalai Mashalai Tasena, Yotza Pesach and Mila, Shaykh Mitzvah say. You bring karma chatos for when you do, when you're over on a bear that you shouldn't have done. Then you bring karma chata. Pesach Mila Shem Al Taisa. Zok Tar is kind. Maybe Oitz is a Pesach. She ain't no Tadir. But Oitz is a Mila. She Tadira. So Mila, maybe I'm only my Pesach from karma chata. But Mila is Tadira. Maybe it should be Chai from karma chata. That's what Tar is kind asks. And for the Tar is kind him. Tamalai Mashaloi Sei Asana. Whatever. Now. So, from here the Gemara wants to show that Matzah is called Tadir, right? Because the Taurus Kainim calls Mila Tadir, even though it's only Matzah. It's not for sure going to happen, it's only Matzah, it's not Tadir. So here, that was the Gemara wanted me to write in here, that Matzah is called Tadir. So the Gemara, two trotsim, that the Kavana, Kavana of the Teres Kainim is that Hainim mitzvahs. What does it mean? We're going to get two choices. One mitzvahs and one legabe pesach. What's mitzvahs? Like Rashi. Sudur mitzvahs. Shenichsu le'yinim brises. Okay? So, when the Teres Kainim said that Mila is tadir over Pesach, it meant because there's more mitzvahs involved in Mila. Take it or leave it. The second Teretz of Gemara is that Mila Gavi Pesach Ki Tadir Dami. What does that mean, Zagrashi? Shemitsui Harbe Me Pesach. Ava Matzah Nishlamim Gavi Matzah Nechatas Lav Tadir Tadir Dami. So in other words, the Gemara before said that Shlamim versus Chatas is Matzah, right? Because over there, Betzem, there's a lot of both in them, right? Elmai Shlom is more matzah. Say this. So then, that little bit more, since it's not a chiyuv, it's not called tadir. Mashen came by Mila versus Pesach. It's much, much more Mila than Pesach. For some reason, I'm not sure why. If too much again, so, whatever. So therefore, meal is considered tadir. So meila. So even though, since Pesach only once a year, meal is considered matzah. So meila, says the Gemara of Feirish, that meila is considered matzah l'gabi Pesach. Forget about the whole lesson, okay? The Gemara says, meila l'gabi Pesach is tadir. The Feirish of Gemara, look on the Lishna Basra. The Rana says, meila l'gabi Mikra Megillah is not tadir. Why? Because meila might not ever happen, and Mikra Megillah is a badechil. So same thing, you have the exact same formula with Mila versus Pesach. Mila versus Pesach, the Gemara has two trotzim. One is that Mila is tadir because it's got more mitzvahs. The second there is it's tadir because Lagabi Pesach, it's tadir. Talk about him, Lefila Lishna Basra. Lefila Lishna Basra, it's Beferish against the Red Vaz. That's the Stechemez Kasha on the Red Vaz. Now, the same question we can have on the Shagas Aryeh. Right? Again, Lisa Fidelish Basit. We're saying that Mila Lagabi Pesach is considered Tadir because it's overwhelmingly more because Pesach is only once a year. And then even though it's only Matzah, still we say it's Tadir. Still we say it's Tadir. So, Chayr Wadin, Birch Samazin. Birch Samazin versus. Birch Samazin versus Sviris Aymer also should be considered an overwhelming matzah, which is more than tadir. So that l'chayra, the Chemetz Kasha on the Red Vaz would also be Kasha on the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, I want to skip to Tadir and Tehil B'Tzivah. Let's say a guy comes to shul late, Shabbos morning, unheard of, and the tzibur is already davening Musaf, and he hasn't davened Shachar. So what does he do? So
what do you say before you daven Shmoneh Esrei Shacharis when they daven Shmoneh Esrei Musaf because like his mind shifts in his mind.
We once discussed that.
I don't know what that has to do with
that. What? Has a lot to do with everything, right?
Oh.
That no, that's a whole different issue that maybe that's it if he comes a little before the davening Musaf.
And Shacharis more tadir also you daven more Shacharis in Musafs.
Question. That's a shadow whether it's called Tehillat B'Tzibur. If he would daven Shacharis while they're davening Musaf, is that called Tehillat B'Tzibur? He once had a big arichas about that. The Magen Avraham in Simei Reish Lamed Vav says it's not. You know, we had the Tzlach, Machos Avav, that even if they're davening something else totally, it's called Tehillat B'Tzibur. It's called, and we had a whole issue in the Mishabur about this. But that's not what I want to focus on right now. What I want to focus on now is that so the halacha is normally you have daven shacharis before Musaf. Shacharis is tadir, right? And also is a svar because the karbanis connected to midim, so that's why you can't be makdim any karban before shachar. So shaila is okay. Kids like this. The shaila is does he daven Musaf? Or with the tzibur, she had to fill with tzibur. Or does he daven shacharis, which is tadir? So what's more important, tadir or tefillah b'tzibur? So zoktir b'tzalchana, very yitzchak. That since we pass in tefillah connected to midin tiknum, since the talmud shel shachar was brought before the musaf. Therefore, it's also daven musaf before shacharis. How can daven musaf before shacharis? Tefillah is connected to midim. And in Talmud, you're not allowed to bring the Musaf before the Talmud Shal Shachar. However, he says that it's not ma'akir. The Eved, even if you brought the carbon Musaf before Shachar's, doesn't pass the carbon. It's just you're over an Isser, you're over an Asay. That Allah Hashlein has to come after the Talmud Shal Shachar. It's an Asay. But it's not ma'akiv. Rather, the carbon's a good carbon. So Meili says, so maybe over here the child feel a bit tzibur. You lose feel a bit tzibur. So maybe this could die. That's what he wants to say. But I still put down the sefer Shabbat Adam. I don't even know what it is, but I still put it down somewhere. Shame the Marshad. Marshad did. It was Talmud of some sefer, I think. Shlaim Greenfield or something. The Yachdim, Yishadav and Shachar's first Tadir and Tadir, that's all. Oh, he says, because Tadir is an Iker Din. Tadir, Vashem Tadir Tadir Karim, that's Halacha. Tfil B'tzibur is a Maila. So Maila, a Tadir overrides. Oh. So Shachar's like this. So the Ritzel Chana says, you know, he says, that even though it's not ma'akiv, also the fact you have to daven musaf after, it's not ma'akiv. Say, what about tadir? What does it do with tadir? Because karis is the problem, tadir, tadir, karis. Forget about that you have to daven shachris. Bidina karbonis, you have to daven shachris first. That's not ma'akiv, but still it's din of tadir. Why is Hilbert Sibba override? So up to Ritzel Chana, he is mechadish, that tefillah b'tzibur is called mekudish. And the Gemara in Zvachim is Mesupik, Tadr Mekudish, right? Tadr Shal Mocher, Musaf Shal Yayim. The Gemara is Bayit Lifshita. And the Rambam Paskin, as we mentioned before, you can do whichever one you want. So Meili says, since Tfil B'Tzibur is called Mekudish, so if a Shail of Tadr Mekudish, therefore, you can do whichever one you want. It's Bayit Lifshita. So Meili, if you want, you can have a Musaf first. Now, this that he's Mechadish over here, that Tfilah B'Tzibur is called Mekudesh. Yeah? So it's not so part of my chesi. So he says, what's his raya? Means a raya. He says, because Allah is the Yimchuyiv to go Dalad Mil, Yimchuyiv to walk Dalad Mil for Tfilah B'Tzibur. Dalad Mil Bafana, Lach of 1 mil. Yimchuyiv to walk 18 minutes, to drive 18 minutes for Tfilah B'Tzibur. If you're out somewhere on a vacation, and there's a minyan 18 minutes away, you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev to travel 18 minutes in order for Tfilah B'Tzibur. So Meili says, so you see that, see it's mekudesh.
Tej Adam is mekudesh?
Yes. We're going to him to say also. No, the truth of the matter is, even the Raya, Al-Khaira, Yeshladim, because we see it's very important. Just because it's very important doesn't mean it's Mekudesh. There we're talking about a certain Kedusha. Shabbos has a certain Kedusha. The fact that it's of utmost importance doesn't mean that it's Kedusha. But we do find other areas also where the Paiskim are, because of the Chashiv is a little bit Tzibur, they're mocked in certain halachas. The Marshal says, like, the Erev. You're allowed to make an Erev Ruvei Tchumen, you know, you only allowed to do it for a mitzvah. And the Mogen Avraham brings a raya, if you're thrilled, you're allowed to make an Erev. It means a raya, you can see the fact that you go, Yuches Mil. And the Machzah Shekel brings a raya from Rav Lazar, famous Gemara, Lazar with Meshachar Avdai, to Mashal Minyan. So you see, the Chashim is of Tfilah B'Tzibur. You're over on what? Lo Yomem Tavaydu. But daddy wants to be Daicha. There maybe is a mitzvah Rab Mashaini. But the truth of the matter is, the famous Ramban, that what is the side of the Isra of Lo Yomem Tavaydu? The Ramban's Mechadish, that it's a ged of Lo Yisachone. You're not allowed to give a guy a present. Three things. You're not allowed to give a present, you're not allowed to give a chaniya baretz, in Allah, in Mishabech, in Allah, in Mechain. So, He says the geder of Olam Tavaydu is he now give the Eved a present. Required the geder shall whether Eved is a Jew with less with more mitzvah, with less mitzvahs or with more mitzvahs, but that's not for now. But he says the Meila, if you're doing it for your own selfish interest, there's no problem. Like you're allowed to give your mailman a bottle of schnapps on New Year's. Because if you don't give it to him, he's going to throw your mail in the snow. Right? So you're not doing it because you love the guy, you want to give him. You're doing it because it's for your own selfish reasons. You don't want because you want good service. That's why you give him the bottle of schnapps. But Samela, by Reb Lazar, this that he was Mashachar after for Tzul B'Tzibur, it doesn't say anything because there, the whole Isser is only when you're doing it because you want to give a present. If you're doing it for your own reason, then there's no Isser B'Chal. So Meila, from there, there's no Raya, the guy B'Chashivis of Tefillah, the Tzibur.
Isn't the fact that